what's up? Welcome to the Brain Dead Podcast. We are live on twitch.tv/Brain Dead Productions. Alright. Guys, today is a special episode. Kasi it's the first time.
The first time.
Sa history ng Brain Dead Podcast. Kahit isang dalawang episode.
Kaka-start pa lang natin, di ba? Mag-guest agad tayo.
Mag-guest agad. The first guest. And we happen to be, you know, delighted with her presence.
Yun.
Yeah.
Right? So, bago natin siya ito. Guys, gusto ko lang sabihin na yung nakalimutan ko.
Ano ba yun?
Andito yun eh. Wait lang sa ano natin. Guys, meron pala kami mga social media platforms. Please leave us a like sa Facebook. It's fb.me/Brain Dead Productions. And meron kaming podcast na sa iTunes na kakasubmit ko lang. Actually, bine-verify pa siya. So sa iTunes yon, may kita nyo lang, just type in Brain Dead Productions. And then lastly, after this, we'll be on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Brain Dead Productions pa din.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one, SoundCloud.
SoundCloud.
For audio lang.
Sa IG wala pa, no?
Sa IG, gagawa pa kami, pero just hold on. Wait lang, relax ka lang. Pero yun, so podcast sa SoundCloud, kung may ginagawa, kung nagda-drive kayo, mahaba yung drive, alam mo naman, sobrang traffic lagi.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Traffic.
Manin ka muna ng Brain Dead. So anyway, wala tayong patumpik-tumpik pa. She is the host of her YouTube channel, Sunkissed Somewhere, a vlogger. She talks about travel, beauty, and fashion. It's your girl,
Ayin! Woo! Hey guys, it's your girl, Ayin! Thank you for having me. Officially, I guess.
Alright. Okay, gusto ko yan. Okay, Ayin, first of all, what are you about? Kumbaga, tell us what you do. Tell us a quick glimpse.
Well, you know, I'm a vlogger, but also I work on social media. So, like, my whole life is social media because that's my desk job, that's my passion, ganyan. Tapos, I have a YouTube channel, I do beauty and fashion and travel, but mostly it's always about Morena, makeup, Morena, ganyan. So, madami ako naglalaban.
All right. So, curious lang ako, do you vlog full-time? Like, how do you manage your time?
Oh my gosh, it's so hard. Pero, I want to vlog full-time kasi yun naman yung dream ko to be able to create for myself, by myself. Pero, as of now, I have two jobs. I have a full-time job, I have a part-time job, and then I have other clients, and then I have a YouTube channel. Tapos I have my ano pala, Marnang clothing line.
We'll talk more about that later.
Yeah, so it's a lot of different things, but I think I make it work because I work from home.
Mm-hmm.
So that really helps.
Pwede mo i-clarify mo lang kung saan ano yung social media? How do you define it? Kasi medyo ano pa ako dun eh.
Yeah, well, yung day job ko kasi with my actual job, the one that pays me. I basically produce content for social media for accounts, yung mga brands nila.
Yeah.
So right now I'm handling Qantas, the Australian airline. Yeah. So I do parang Facebook ads for Southeast Asia.
Wow.
Well, official.
So paano ads in gagawa ka ng motion graphics?
Copywriter.
Copywriter.
Yeah, so it's all copywriting. Yung nga, actually lucky ako na they allowed me to work remotely. So I have a team na I work with. And then, yun, everything's online. That's how we work. Yeah.
Awesome.
So parang I can work on that thing and then pag wala akong ginagawa, I can move over to my channel, edit, ganyan.
Sobrang convenient niya, no?
Sobra.
Through online lang.
Yeah, right now kasi I do freelance work din eh.
Yeah.
Parang astig nga na parang pinapayagan ka na to for Qantas, no? For Qantas na airlines. Ako nga parang I naghanap ako ng freelance na editing and I can't seem to find one. Kailangan pumunta all the way sa office nila.
Yeah. Actually super swerte ako dun sa ano na yan kasi it started out with agency kasi.
Yeah.
So I work for a digital marketing agency, then client ko si Qantas.
Mm.
But how I parang they allowed me na lang. I transitioned from full-time employee to they were like, okay, fine. If you want to travel, sige na, go. Papayagan ka na. So, yun. So, I'm really grateful for the opportunity. Kasi, I don't think magagawa kang YouTube channel ko.
Yeah.
Kung exactly. Yeah. Makati ako nag-work. Right. Yeah.
Awesome. So, yeah. So, pag ano, so let's go to your vlog. Ano yung, how do you make your creative process? Kumbaga, how do you sort it out? Na parang, if I release this, am I going to be happy with this? Or parang, ano yung parang process mo of doing it?
Actually, yeah. Like, my channel isn't a professional vlogger channel. Mm, 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 for example, my makeup tutorials, I call them not the tutorials. Kasi, nag-start ako, hindi naman ako magaling mag-makeup. So, yeah. Parang, wala lang. Gusto ko lang maging vlogger. Gusto ko lang maging in front of the camera. Alam mo yan. So, my process isn't exactly a process. Mm-hmm. Parang, biglang, oh, this should be
spur
good.
Of the moment.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
So, parang, oh, I should probably do a video on this one. Tapos, yun na, that moment, I'll be like, okay, jot down notes kung may notes ako.
Yeah.
Then, camera, film, and then, which is hard because the thing is, if you don't plan it ahead of time, pag nag-edit ka, biglang, oh my god, 40 minutes of footage para sa 8-minute video. Ano ba to? Bakit ko ginawa sa sarili ko to?
It's a wedding
editor.
Oh my gosh.
So, yung mga raw files namin, like sobrang 6 hours and dami.
It's hard. I, wala din akong background eh. Wala akong background sa videography or film. Wala. As in,
so everything was self-taught.
Everything was self-taught.
What software do you use? The Premiere?
I use Final Cut Pro.
Wow. Yeah.
It's easy naman. Yeah. Parang pretty basic. Wala naman akong effects. Like it's mostly just cutting and merging all the clips and mga sound effects. Ganun.
What inspired you to do it?
I just like the idea of being able to talk about the stuff that I wanted to talk about without having someone tell me what to do. Gusto ko yung freedom.
Mm.
Parang having your own platform, ikaw yung director, ikaw yung boss, ikaw din yung talent. Gusto ko yung ganun. Parang it's fun. Mm.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
So before ka mag-vlog, ano yung ginagawa mo?
Actually, I really started out as a writer. As in, yun talaga ako.
Yeah.
I feel like between writing and producing videos, mas magaling ako magsulat kesa sa videos. Pero I felt like with writing kasi very limited. Alam mo yun, limited readership, mahirap i-express yung personality mo. So, I had a blog for years. Siguro mga 6 years ako nagbo-blog. Pero walang nagbabasa. As in,
written
blog. Yeah, I had like I had ayinbernos.net. Yeah. I had kung ano-anong mga blogs na ako lang yung reader. Tsaka, yeah, ako lang. Wala talagang reader. Tapos, ayun. And then, eventually, I moved over to YouTube.
Yeah.
Kasi parang, wala lang. I wanted more reach na hindi ko siya makuha sa sarili kong blog. So, when I did the whole YouTube thing, that's when things started actually happening for me. Parang, oh my gosh, people can finally find me. Ganun.
What did anong specific video kaya yun? Or what's the magic behind the secret sauce ng Sunkissed Somewhere?
Actually, the video that really parang pushed my channel forward was the Tai Tai Haul.
I saw it.
Actually, oh my gosh, promise, ako talaga yung number one na una ako sa lahat ng Filipino YouTubers sa Tai Tai. Ang story doon is my mom was going shopping with her amigas sa Tai Tai. Sabi niya, ayun, merong tiyangge sa Tai Tai Rizal. So I was like, sama ako. Tapos pagdating ko doon, di ba wala nga akong content ideas. Parang I've been vlogging for 3 weeks pa lang.
Mm-hmm.
So sabi ko, ay, maganda tong haul. Kasi hindi ko afford mag Forever 21 haul. Hindi ko afford mag H&M haul. Sabi ko, ay, Changge. So gumawa ko ng haul sa Changge.
Yeah.
And then, ayun, it blew up. Nagulat kasi sila parang, ha? 40 pesos lang yung top mo?
Yeah.
Paano yung nangyari? Ganyan. So when that blew up, ayun na, people started discovering me kasi that's how YouTube works eh. You get discovered for the title of your video, for the content na parang viral worthy, pero they stick around kasi when they finally see you and yung personality mo, they're like, oh, ano yun pala siya, And then, kaya sila subscribe. Tapos yun talaga. Yeah, medyo makulit ako dun sa video na yun. Kaya they were like, oh, dami mo naman energy.
Also, yung personality mo na rin comes into play. Mm-hmm. Curious lang ako sa, gusto ko mag-follow up dun sa Taytay haul mo. Kasi, you're like, hindi ka parang firm believer. So, as far as your YouTube channel is concerned, na parang, you don't usually wear designer fashion. Pero you do a fashion blog. Yeah. So, meron lang parang, I've been talking about this lately na parang, pag sinuot lang ba, let's say for example, ni Gary V, ang isang hat, papatok ba yung agad yung hat na yun?
Honestly, like, how does that work? Influencer culture, sobrang iba siya. As in, meron talagang, may power talaga yung influencers na may big platforms to... yung mga shopping trends, talaga, obviously, kung hindi afford ng tao, hindi talaga, hindi mabenta. Pero, if the brands use the right influencers to reach the markets na gusto nila, talagang it really works. Kasi, people, especially with YouTubers and bloggers, parang mas relatable than celebrities. Mm-hmm. Kasi parang, they started from scratch, eh. Parang we started from scratch. Normal person, biglang may sariling channel. Yeah. So, pagka, when we recommend, at least, ganun yung usual mindset. Like, when YouTubers, bloggers recommend, it's much more believable kasi they're actual, you know, like, real people na actually ginagamit ni products, ganun. So, I guess that's how it is. Ganun, well, ako kasi, I don't recommend anything na I don't believe in.
Mm-hmm.
So, parang ganun.
Parang ano siya, no? Parang, alam mo yung Supreme?
Yung ngayon,
sobrang... Don't you think it's just the hype?
For some, yeah. Sometimes it's the hype.
Yeah.
For hype-y? Hype? Yung man.
Pero nagsuot ka ng Supreme
no,
brand.
Kasi I can't afford it. Ano lang ako. Yeah. As in, like, honestly, if you look at my wardrobe, it's all Changge or ukay-ukay items. Dito... Like, I don't buy anything designer.
And I feel like yun din yung ano, doon mo makikita na hindi ka naghahabol ng label eh.
Yeah.
Parang hype eh. Doon, siguro yun yung mga authentic fashionistas, I would say.
Yeah.
And that's just, that's an opinion.
At saka factor din yung nagdadala. Wala sa brand yan ang damit.
Yeah.
It's true. You know my outfit today?
This. Sige nga, isang mabilis na OOTD, guys.
What up?
Itong jacket na to, this is 20 pesos. Bagyo ukay-ukay.
Oh yeah, there's another episode.
Tapos, nag-research talaga. Tapos my pants are, inukay ko to sa Japan. I think 150? 150 pesos. Tapos mom jeans na maganda quality. So yun, yung outfit ko today, di ba?
It's not the brand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not the brand, okay?
It's the person.
It's the... sa mga taong nagdadala lang. So all I bring up yun. Okay, so moving on, guys.
Moving on.
What do you love most about vlogging?
I like creating stuff and being at the center of it. Medyo superficial. I like the attention. Shut up. Pero ano, gusto ko yung I bring something to life.
Yeah,
na parang idea ko lang siya at first and then gagawin ko siyang project ko and then gagawin ko yung execution. Tapos after uploading, makikita ko yung feedback from people. Tapos malalaman ko na nakatulong sa kanila or like at ayan I needed to hear this or I needed to see something like this, so parang ayun, it's fulfilling to be able to create stuff and then see where it takes people.
At the end of the day, yun din yung art there, right?
Mm-mm,
parang
for sure.
Kailangan nag-re-re sound sa mga tao.
Alright. It's my favorite part.
So it's not only hindi ka nagba-vlog lang, you do also talks.
I do.
So then walk us through sa mga talks na ginawa mo and how were you able to get invited to such premier talks?
Yeah, so I'm a speaker. Ganun parang. Yes. Right. I'm a speaker. So I get invited to school events or mga corporate usually, so iba-iba kasi yun. So I do a lot of things. So I do social media work.
Yeah.
So sometimes they would invite me for career talks, parang talk about a career in social media or ganyan. Or last month, I think I was invited by Estee Lauder to train their staff about social media. So parang tinuruan ko sila how Instagram works, how you can maximize your reach on Instagram, ganyan. So I was doing that. So it's like career, and then the other part is vlogging. So parang, how was your experience as a vlogger? How do you deal with this, that, ganun? And then the last part is the favorite ko na kind of talk is when they invite me to talk about empowerment and confidence.
Yeah, yun nga, gusto ko na magandang
confidence.
Yeah. Parang, alam mo yung saying na fake it till you make it?
Oh my God, it's so true.
Yeah, gusto ko.
So true.
In your experience, how would you define that? Or how would you reinforce that idea?
Kasi ako, like, whenever I do talks about empowerment and confidence, that's always what I say. Like, confidence is a process. Self-love is a process. Empowering yourself is a process. You don't wake up one day, biglang, ah, ganda ko, ganyan. Hindi ganun eh. So, you wake up every day and you tell yourself all the stuff that you need to hear. You wake up every day. And every day, it's parang nagpa-practice ka at being confident. And every day, it gets better. You get better. You get a little more confident. And you believe yourself as you're faking it. Parang, how would you convince others kung hindi mo ma-convince sarili mo? So parang ako, parang sasabi ko lagi, I'm so confident. Ganyan, parang, alam mo yun, lagi ko lang pinapuri sarili ko kasi syempre sinong papuri sa akin. Ganyan. Tapos, ang dami mga tao na parang, pag tinitignan nila ako, ay, grabe, ang confident mo, ganyan. Tapos, syempre, but they don't know
your
the
upbringing.
Days na, syempre may days na insecure ako, may days na I look at the mirror, I don't like what I see. Yung may mga ganun pa rin. Yeah. Pero the thing is, I don't let that show kasi feeling ko, pagka pinakita ko sa ibang tao, mas nagiging totoo yung insecurities ko. Whereas, pag pinakita yung confidence ko, parang mas nabibuild lang na everyday, ah, oh, oo nga, totoo. Ito to talaga. And then, ayun na. Now, feeling ko mas totoo na siya than fina-fake.
Yeah.
Mas ano na ako, mas comfortable na ako sa personal. Sa personality.
Yeah, it's very
na ganito. So, ayun. Yeah.
Hence the, ano, the tagline, yeah. I would suppose, ng Sunkist Somewhere is, Confidence.
Nakakatawa kasi actually joke lang yun. So, whenever I would magme-makeup ako, ganyan, tapos papaganda ako, ganyan, sasabihin ko, parang joke lang, yes, confident. Gawa ganun lang ako. Tapos people started commenting na parang, yes, confident, ganyan. Tapos eventually, I made it my outro na parang, bye guys, stay confident. Oh, ganun. So, it was a joke. It was all a joke. Like, I didn't mean for me to be the confident YouTuber.
Every good idea is a joke.
Yeah.
I feel like ganun yun. Mm-hmm. Alright. So, we are going to dive in.
Oh, ba? No.
Sorry. Before that, gusto ko lang, kasi ako, for me, or I think I speak for a majority of people that has, I think ako kasi meron ako social anxiety konti. Kasi you doing these talks, where do you get it from? Kumbaga, ano yung parang common denominator na advice na kinukuha sa'yo?
I think it's all experience-based.
Yeah.
As in, when I do talks, usually pag empowerment talks or confidence, I actually don't have a presentation. I always try to prepare, but like last minute, I'm like, you know what? This is a small group. I'd rather just talk to them as Ayin, as a friend, ganyan.
Yeah.
So I tell them about my personal story, my personal history, and then that's how I learned everything, eh. You know, like based on experience. So yun talaga. Wait, ano yung question
natin? Yeah. Where do you grab the the confidence?
Oh yeah, it's kasi all.
I can't imagine myself like ako nga sinasabi ko nga lagi sa girlfriend ko na I can't teach kasi kaya ko one-on-one lang kasi at least you can, mas madali yung mag-build ng relationship pag when it's just the two of us.
Yeah.
Pero pag if it's a congregation.
Yeah.
Parang I get no.
No pressure, yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah, actually, sanayan rin siya. And when I started, it was parang it's not that I want to tell them what to do. Yun yung lagi kong in-emphasize. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to tell you what I did. And then you can take what you want to apply sa buhay mo ganyan. And then, ayun, parang I find it easier kasi it's just like I'm telling my own story. And then, yeah. obviously, parang I don't feel like I'm experienced enough or successful enough para sabihin sa'yo, this will work, this won't work. Yeah. So, I can only speak about myself. So, when I think about that, parang less pressure. Parang, wala, isa-share ko lang yung alam ko. Tapos, kayo na, bahala kung ano.
Yeah, you don't have to please everyone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can't talaga eh.
Yeah.
One more thing, like just give up trying to please everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just do what makes you happy and you think will make other people happy. Pero yung pressure bahala na how other people take it as long as you do your best.
Got him. Alright. Okay, we're gonna dive in.
Oh my gosh, ito na ba talaga to?
Dive in na tayo sa YouTube channel mo. First of all, may nakita akong story mo sa Instagram na Siargao 2017.
Yes!
There was something about Siargao 2017 na needs a bit of context.
Wait, akala ko naman, when you said you were gonna ask about my relationships, akala ko.
Wait, hindi pa.
Sure, okay.
Siargao 2017, we need more context.
Okay, so...
excited sa relationship?
I didn't mean, part na story. Pero like, okay. I didn't realize this was gonna be brought up. But, okay. So, sure, when I moved back kasi, I moved back to Manila, di ba?
Yeah.
Kasi I was, you know, I moved back here. I decided to, newly single, so I decided to start solo traveling. Mm. So, the first trip that I did was Mount Pulag. Kaso, sinamahan ako bigla nung last minute nung coworker ko. Last minute, biglang sumama siya.
Yeah.
So, parang, it was kind of solo, but really not exactly. So, after that, I booked a trip to Siargao kasi yung friend ko, she was living there. Tapos, last, uuwi na siya ng December. So, sabi niya, if I'm gonna visit Siargao, punta na ako agad. So, ako, sabi ko, wala naman akong boyfriend, wala naman akong commitment. Wala naman akong, di ba remote work na ako. So parang, like there's no reason for me not to go. So, ayun. So, bili akong, nag-book akong ticket, punta akong Siargao. Tapos, oh my gosh, Siargao was so fun. Kasi,
it actually your first Siargao?
That was my first. So first time ko sa Siargao, that's first time ko mag-isa, may backpack lang. Yes. Parang eat, pray, love, ganun.
Okay.
So I had my backpack on and then a little money, pocket money, tapos 1 week ako sa Siargao. And then yung friend ko, meron siyang work doon and meron siyang house, pero she didn't let me stay with her kasi ayoko din naman. Gusto, I wanna meet people, I wanna go out. So I stayed at this hostel. Tapos, it was so fun kasi yun yung first time ko to be alone. I've been in a relationship since I was 14.
Okay.
As in, lagi ako may boyfriend. As in, never ako naging alone, for real.
Yeah.
So when I went to Siargao, as in talaga, wow, I'm a free woman. Yeah. Tapos, ano, tapos everyone sa hostel, kasi ganun yung solo travel culture. Yeah. Almost everyone's alone and then you meet friends sa hostel.
Yeah.
So it was really nice. I met people from everywhere. Like, I had a friend from London, Spain, Israel. Tapos may mga locals din na naging friends ko. Tapos, alam mo yan, it's just a nice group. We did everything together. So, we would surf in the morning. As in, gising kami maaga, surf. And then, lunch, mag-lunch kami. And then, afternoon, mag-nanap, tulog. As gising kami, walwal. Ganyan. Super fun. That was our life for a week. We even went camping. We went to this remote island.
Yeah.
Like, we took a boat. 15, 20 kami.
Yeah.
And then, yun, parang it was just so freeing na, kasi sanay ako corporate job. You go to university and then desk job.
Yeah,
and then you find the guy, you marry him, you have a family. That was it. Yeah. I never really thought na I could do so many other things.
Yeah.
So parang Siargao was my turning point na parang, my God, anong ginagawa ko? Muntik ako ikasal? Pero, I could have, you know, there was so much more to life. Ang dami ko pang people na makikilala, ang dami ko pang places na mapupuntahan, and I loved not having restrictions.
Right.
So, parang yung freedom talaga na just go wherever. Yeah, and then ko siya na realize. So it's Siargao will always be special to me.
I guess yung Siargao 2017 is a good segue to the juiciest topic,
oh my
which
God.
Is actually after the break, guys. We're gonna
wow,
go.
We have a break.
Yeah, we're gonna go have a break. We're gonna have a actually let's go for 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Okay. Okay.
Let's go for a 5 minute because okay. We don't want to yung momentum eh.
Okay.
Okay. All right, guys. May break tayo. Right. We'll be back. Guys, we are back. Welcome
Hi.
Back. That was a good break. Naka-inom namin tubig.
Okay na kami.
Nagpalit na sila ng ano. Uy, tumutunog.
Tumutunog pa to.
Alright guys, nag-pick off tayo sa 2017 Siargao. And
yes.
May connection to eh. Ayun. And could you do the honors of actually connecting this kung ano yung nag-ujok sa'yo.
Yeah. Yun, like as I've said, when I got back from Japan, so fresh kasi yun. September, on my birthday.
Fresh kasi yung alin.
Yung break off!
Okay. Ayun na.
So, okay. So, I flew home. Kasi sa Japan, papakasal na kasi kami. Engaged ako.
Yeah.
Tapos, we were engaged.
Mm,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay, background. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm still. Okay, so we were engaged. Kasi I was already living in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And we were gonna get married supposedly, but you know things didn't work out. Ganyan. So I flew home na kasi parang sabi ko, you know what? If it's not gonna happen, uwi na lang ako. Kasi I had a life in Manila and I still will have a life in Manila. So parang ako to stay and linger doon, tas parang wasn't happening naman. So umuwi na ako. So that's what really pushed me. Parang andun ako sa kasi nag-start ako mag-remote work, so wala nang office. So, pag-uwi ko, parang start over from scratch. Wala akong boyfriend, wala akong fiancé, wala akong bahay. Bumalik ako sa parents ko, syempre. So, I lived with my family again. So, parang it was like, oh my God, anong kagawin ko?
Mm-hmm.
Ang bata ko, like, I'm 23. Tapos, di ba, it's pretty young. Like, I never planned to get married at 23, but it was... like, to be fair, it was a really good relationship.
Yeah.
Which is why I said yes. As in, like, I would have said, I mean, if ganun ulit yung circumstances, I would do it again. So, parang, no regrets talaga. It's just that...
Was it a mutual one? A mutual breakup?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was mutual.
Okay.
Kasi, ayan, it just wasn't working out na. So, nung finally, pag-uwi ko dito... Sobrang ano ko, parang early set quarter life crisis eh. Biglang, what? Plan ko was to move in with him, be abroad na, continue my YouTube channel, still work sa digital marketing. Pero nung pag-uwi ko, biglang, what am I gonna do with my life now? Yun. So, that's when I started booking trips.
Mm-hmm.
Ayun, kaya ako na-end up sa Siargao. Tapos, dun talaga, it was so eye-opening for me. Nagbago yung, yung pace ng life ko.
Curious lang ako sa sinabi mo na actually watch your video na parang how to go get over a breakup.
Yeah.
Okay. Meron siya sinabi about lahat ng mga things, yung mga trinkets na kinik niyo ng relationship niyo. She didn't say throw it away.
Yeah.
Which is actually parang I wanna touch up on this. Kumbaga, why would you keep it? Are you currently keeping those?
Yeah.
Ano? Is there, ito yung question.
Mm-mm.
Will there be a time na those trinkets will be back on the shelves or kumbaga, for display?
No, not really. Kasi,
okay.
To be honest, like I have no plans of getting back together with him.
Okay.
So let's just get that straight. So
curious lang ako, why is it kept?
I actually keep all of my memorabilia from all my past relationships. So even high school boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
I still have like the pictures,
yung
letters. I don't know. Because I really value my relationships. So even if tapos na, even if it was just puppy love, like I know, kasi ako, I'm a very sentimental person. I always look back at all my old posts, my old writing. So even sa old relationships, I know na at one point when I'm like 70 years old, I would want to look back and see all the love letters. Okay. Alam mo yung mga ganong stuff.
Ah, that makes sense. That yeah. makes sense.
But I don't keep the receipts. Hindi na yung mga ganon. It's more like mga gifts, mga little trinkets, mga bookmark, yung mga yeah. ganon. Yeah. Ganon lang. I'm just a very sentimental person. But okay. I don't actually open them and go through them. Talagang wala lang. It's just there. So, mm-hmm. one day, I can look back. Pero... not really, because I'm still holding on to them. Mm.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. I guess we've
got...
So, gusto ko munang puntahan natin yung Demuzio video.
Ha! Ashok lang.
Gusto natin munang i-break it down. Okay, I'll leave it to you, Ayin, to give the context of what happened.
So, if you guys haven't seen it, I made the response video to David Demuzio's video called "Why Dating Is So Hard for Why Dating in the Philippines Is So Hard for White Guys." And basically, what he talked about is
so. Here's the subject.
Yeah, ayun. Parang nahihirapan daw yung white guys mag-date sa Philippines kasi merong three classes daw ng girls.
Diyan ako nag-cringe.
Yeah, ako din. Nag-cringe talaga. So, basically, dinivide niya sa low class, middle class, high class girls. Mm-hmm. Now, my problem with it is, he's not even Filipino, so, and nandito lang siya for 3 years, so why would he be qualified to classify Filipino women?
Yeah, and the point na sinabi niya na parang, how can you call a person, any person, male or female, low class. How could that be in the same sentence? For me, that's probably it's a bit degrading.
It is degrading. Yeah. The way it was phrased, I think he was trying really hard to be politically correct, pero hindi talaga nag-work for me. Kasi I know how it is here in the Philippines. I've lived here all my life. And for some white guy to talk about it sa YouTube channel niya with 400,000 views, bakit ikaw yung nagsasalita instead of us? We should be talking about ourselves if that's the case. Yun yung talaga parang... Ugh.
Gusto ko rin na parang naging defensive ka pa sa kanya na parang it's okay na parang if it's his opinion.
Yeah.
Pero the thing is, it's parang he's making it a universal truth.
Yeah, exactly. That's my problem. If you're gonna say something on the internet, put a disclaimer na this is based on my experience. Exactly, yeah, sinasabi niya naman yun.
Yeah.
But my issue is, the way he said it, it wasn't an opinion. It was like, since sabi niya parang, this is information, a guide for white guys. So if you go to the Philippines, this is what you'll see, this is what you'll find. Parang ako, huh, excuse me, you've never met me. You've never met my friends. Parang, how could you talk about this like this? Hindi talaga. Sobrang, oh my gosh, the first night the first time I saw the video, as in talagang yung dugo ko, kumukulo.
Gusto ko lang himayin natin yung low class, how he actually, gusto ko mag-dive tayo doon sa sinabi niya. So, ang low class Filipina daw ay basically nasa slums. Nasa slums.
Provincial.
Though. And ang sabi niya, I don't wanna quote him on this, pero I think what I have understood is, ang sabi niya, pag nasa part ka ng low class bracket, you rely on the looks lang. And that's, yan yung puhunan mo, stop, huwag ka na mag-aral, looks.
Ang sinasabi niya kasi parang, pagka maganda ka daw, pero mahirap, parang mas madali yung buhay mo kung gagamitin mo na lang yung looks mo. So, that's why most of the pretty girls from that bracket, yun din ginagawa. You can't generalize like that. You can't make irresponsible statements like that.
Yeah.
Especially with his following. He has 200,000 subscribers. Tapos,
kauri na siguro.
That's really, parang ano talaga, hindi po acceptable. And what even, parang mas na-hurt ako as a Pinay.
Yeah.
Kasi, yung mga Filipinas mismo na nagko-comment, they were like, yeah, great job, white dude. That's the truth. Parang, what? Yun lang. Parang na-shock talaga ako na they were supporting his statements. So, I felt like I really had to do the whole response video. Because otherwise, wala. Siya lang yung pakikinggan. And then, nobody called him out.
on so his... given, ang dami niyang subscribers. 200,000, di ba?
200,000.
Sobrang...
Yeah. It's so irresponsible. Yeah. It's so irresponsible.
Actually, I regret na parang... can we pull up the video? Or actually, can we see the comment section of the of his video? Na parang, yeah. I want to see if there's people na actually...
Na nag-agree or...
Na parang, yeah, countering. Mm-hmm. Is there people actually...
Yeah, a lot. The top comment... Well, the first one isn't. Actually, may mga nag-defend naman sa Filipinas.
Ah, talaga.
Pero, ang weird.
It's still crazy na parang,
may mga Filipinos mismo na they were like, I'm Filipino, but I agree with you. Pero ako, what are you trying to prove? Like,
what was that comment?
Ano? Yeah, there was a comment na parang, I'm Filipino and I agree with you. Ganun.
It's kind of weird.
What?
Parents don't know.
Yeah.
Meron. Okay, so, can we get an excerpt from that video? Na parang, gusto ko i-play yung parang ano eh. Hindi ko lang, he understands how air quotes work. Natawa ako sa sinabi niya Spanish blood eh.
Oh, yeah.
Natawa ako.
Yeah, that's one more thing. I mean, he kept claiming a lot of things on his video.
Yeah.
And these videos are not factual. These comments are not factual. So, parang, wala kang authority to talk about this by proving to us na hindi mo alam kung ano yung nangyayari sa Pilipinas. So, why even make a video about it?
Yeah.
Okay, any video?
Yeah, can we just...
Oh my god.
Career actually was just really taking off musically there. I was dating a girl at the time, a Filipino girl I'd met abroad. We dated for about 2.5 years. And then we broke up soon after I was in the Philippines. So, I mean, I was heartbroken because we'd broken up, but at the same time, I was thinking, I must be in a really good place. I'm starting to have some hit songs here in the Philippines. And, you know, I'm a young guy, I'm a white guy, I'm single.
Stop, Lujan.
So, I'm a white guy.
Natawa ako na parang inulit mo yung I'm a white guy.
Yeah, that was my whole ano eh. Kasi it just, it proved to me where he was coming from. Sinabi niya where he was coming from. Mm-hmm. And yun yung tingin niya sa sarili niya. Like, from his position as a white guy, he should have an easy time. So, parang may entitlement.
Yeah.
Na parang, kasalanan pa ba namin na hindi ka namin gusto? Porkat white guy ka? So, ayun.
He has to say that. It's kind of weird.
It is weird. So, parang...
Curious lang ako how you stumbled upon this video.
Yeah, I was just... It was, you know, my usual nighttime routine na nanonood ng YouTube videos. Tapos nakita ko sa Suggested. Sabi ko, what?
Suggested.
Una sa lahat, he said, why dating in the Philippines is so hard for white guys. Tapos parang ako, parang hindi naman. Parang madali lang naman. I mean, ang dami namang white guys na when they come here, it's easy for them to connect with Filipinas kasi parang culturally... they get along. English is widely spoken in the Philippines. So parang ako, like, sobrang na curious ako. Parang, nahirapan ka mag-date? Parang,
kaya na pinanood mo.
Oh, so pinanood ko. And then he started all the statements. And I was like, nope. I don't think I can let this pass. It's like that night mismo, I transcribed this video. As in, sinulat ko lahat. Pause. Okay. 1:50, he said, what? As in, talaga
yung sabi ko. You transcribed every word?
Yeah, of the ones I wanted to quote, ganyan. Kasi sabi ko, if I'm gonna do this, if I'm gonna call someone out, I'm gonna do it responsibly, at least. I'm like him. So, ayan.
So, ito, I have a question for you on that. Ito ah, gusto ko medyo open mind ka lang dito, pero do you think there's a scary truth behind his philosophy?
Definitely.
Kumbaga, hindi naman siya magsasabi ng mga ganong klase kaagad eh. Kumbaga, may pinanggagalingan yun eh. Is it actually...
Definitely, based on his experience, it's true in his reality. Yeah. It's true. It's for sure true. Kasi yun yung na-experience niya.
Yeah.
Yun yung pinagdaanan niya ng friends niya. So, I guess, his circle, his reality, his life here in the Philippines, that was the truth. But the thing is, his situation won't be the same situation as every other white guy. So again, we go back to his opinion versus him presenting it as the universal truth when it's not. So, and
don't you think it's ano, kumbaga, is it actually a inconvenient majority that believes in this?
We can't really say again. Parang every person, we have our own individual experiences, we interact with different people. So, parang it's such a hard hard situation to kind of generalize.
Yeah.
So even ako, I can't generalize as a Filipina. I can't speak for every Filipino.
Yeah.
I don't even know the statistics kung ilang percentage yung
exactly,
yung
yes.
lower bracket or yung middle class. I can't even say that. So even I as a Filipina na born and raised here who dates white guys, na parang I should know all the facts and and such, pero I'm not comfortable talking about it and claiming, you know, claiming things to be true. So parang ang issue talaga is why would you do that? Why would David do that? Kung ako nga mismo hindi ko pwede gawin eh. Hindi ako qualified. Paano pa siya?
So you said na he actually challenged you.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Tell us more about that. How did that go?
Oh, that was really interesting. So the thing is with my YouTube videos, I don't clickbait. I don't do that. I don't jump on trends so I can get views. As in sobrang, that's one thing I would never do.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I really want to. For example, Tai Tai Hall. I would do my Tai Tai Hall because I want to do a Tai Tai Hall. It's not because gusto ko ng views or jump on a trend. So when I called him out with my video, I wasn't expecting it to blow up really. I wanted my viewers, my existing viewers, to hear my side and parang realize why false yung statements ni David. So, ayun, parang nag-rant kasi ako sa Twitter the night before I filmed my video.
Yeah, yeah.
I was so mad. I was writing, I was ranting. And then, that thread blew up. So, parang ang dami nag-retweet, ganyan, parang, ano ba naman tong, nagalit din sila, nagalit.
Can you actually pull that up?
Yeah.
Can you pull that tweet up?
Kasi, I think it's deep na in my, because I tweet a lot. Pero, basically, I started tweeting about that. I was like rage tweeting. And then, ayun, umabot sa kanya eventually yung video ko. Somebody tagged him, I think. And then a comment siya sa, pinanood niya daw yung video ko. And then he commented, he was like,
what did he say? Yeah.
He said, hey Ian, can you, do you want to talk about this? I'd love to talk about this in person or online. And then we can record it and upload it. Ganyan, we can have a debate. Ganyan. And then sabi niya, parang, oh, it's funny how you said in your video low-class girls. You also used the term low-class girls when you got mad at me for it. Ganyan. Tapos parang sabi ko sa kanya, okay, David, I see what you're doing here. You want to create a video, a viral video, with debating with a Filipina, talking about this controversial topic.
Yeah.
And I told him, if I agreed to debate with you, then I would only contradict myself. Kasi my whole point was that nobody should be talking about Filipinas other than Filipinas themselves. Like, if my conversation's about Filipinas, dapat kami yung nasa center, hindi ikaw. So, if papayag ako na mag-debate tayo, edi binigyan na naman kitang platform to once again talk about us. When in the first place, it wasn't your place. It was never your place. So, ayun. That's why I was like, nope, we're not debating and this is the last time. Like, either you accept this and apologize or you let it go because I'm not I said what I said and I mean everything. So yun, tas sinabi ko rin sa kanya na response video yun. So naturally, ginamit yung word choice niya. I wouldn't call low class girls. That's just like, diba? Parang
There's no such thing.
I mean, you can talk about it economic class
exactly,
wise.
Yes, yes, yes.
Ganyan. Pero low class. Kasi sa vlog ko, sa vlog ko I
kasi I feel like he sees women
based, kumbaga, on financial status.
Financial status. Kumbaga, if you have 20 pesos on your bank account, you are low class.
Low class ka
na. You don't deserve to live right now. Parang ganun yung tingin niya eh. So parang, he doesn't look at the personality.
I know exactly.
Yeah.
And that's, again, problematic. Yeah. Pero personal choice yun, kung ganun siya. Pero don't talk about it as if it's fact in front of your 200,000 viewers. Irresponsible.
Alright.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on from that.
Goodbye. Goodbye, David.
We would like to talk about Morena.
Dalawang beses na yan!
Wait!
Uy,
guys,
ano
wait lang.
Ano yun?
Meron kaming game na tinatawag na dalawang beses na yan. You know that song? You know that
alam
tune?
Alam
niyo
yun. Ano to? Okay. Si Dan will explain the rules to you. I will fix everything. We have a game surprise for you.
Shut!
Okay.
What the heck?
Yeah.
We have cards here.
Oh.
So, basically, once we shuffle these cards, isa-isa tayo mag-draw.
Okay.
Mora yan. Ay, if you face up na.
Mm.
And then, Tapos, pag nagka-pair,
okay.
Let's say, kumari, 7 to 7,
ah.
Either of us, sisigaw tayo ng, sino unang makasigaw ng dalawang beses na yan, siya yung panalo.
Okay. Anong basta price?
Ano yung price, maestro?
Yung price secret.
Okay. Secret po yung price.
Sige.
So,
dalawang beses na yan, okay.
Gets?
Got it.
Okay.
Just catch the first pair.
Okay.
First pair. Not necessarily na sa akin, basta okay. Sa'yo, sa kanya, sa akin. First, shuffle ko lang cards.
Shuffle yung cards, please.
Are we still live?
Yes, we are.
We are live!
Alright.
Alright.
Guys, meron kami first game. Ng Brain Dead Production, it's called Dalawang Beses na Yan!
Okay.
So basically, alam nila yan. Alam nila yan. Basically, ang mangyayari lang, do you know poker? Do you play poker?
Yeah.
Okay, so tanggalin mo lahat ng knowledge mo sa poker.
Oo, yun nga eh.
Tanggalin mo lahat ng knowledge mo sa poker, tapos itira mo lang yung pairs.
Okay.
So pag nakakita ka ng pair, you just have to shout, Dalawang Beses na Yan!
Dalawang Beses na Yan!
Okay.
Okay.
Do I draw ready? Lang?
Just draw, draw tapos sabi, it doesn't matter. Okay, so practice round lang.
Practice muna tayo.
Okay.
Okay.
Dalawang beses na yan!
Diba?
Ganun, oh, ganun.
Ganun lang.
Okay.
So, mag-judge yung aming moderator.
No, na ako. Kasi,
alright.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, fine.
Alright, sure.
Okay,
so, mag-shuffle lang ako. Okay, imamove ko lang ito para makita ng audience.
Shuffle
yung card.
Na?
At makikisigaw rin sila. Pwede sila sumigaw ng trombes yan.
Dalawang beses na yan!
Sana makita na yung cards, di ba?
Dalawang beses na yan.
Kasi hindi ko na makabang dito. Baba mo na lang sa table.
Alright, guys. Guess nyo naman siguro yung rules. Guess na ba na lahat?
Guess na, guess na. Okay na.
Scored na to, ha?
Raise to 3?
Guys, a lot on the line dito. Kasi feeling ko, yung price na to, hiningi nyo to nung bata pa kayo.
Weh, okay.
Hiningi nyo to. So black table lang guys, ready na? Meron na ba tayong close up? Okay, may kita na nila, they can play along.
Okay, okay, ready oops.
Na? First to three, first to three.
Okay, first to three.
First to three. Are you ready? Sino mo na, our guest first.
Ayun.
Yes.
And to her left. Right pa na, sorry.
Wala pa.
Medyo intense to. Kasi...
Pause.
What's happening?
Hindi pwedeng i-pick yung card, kailangan draw agad baba.
Hindi ko nang pinipick.
Ay, balaya!
Hindi naman ako nag-pick.
Kasi kapag pick, malalaman mo kagad kung nagsisigaw ng kapila.
I'm not picking.
Question.
Question.
If nasa akin naman may 10 ako, tapos may 10 ka, dalawang beses na yan.
Dapat
or
can I
add the same?
Okay.
So,
do you wanna go again?
Okay. No, 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 let's continue.
Okay,
go, go, go. Si Ayin na, si Ayin
na. Ay, sorry, sorry. Sorry.
Okay.
Wala ka ng dogs. Ay, si Caramel. Okay, go.
Caramel.
Okay.
Intense kid. Alam mo, may music tayo dito.
Kailangan ka bisa. Okay.
Kili ko si Dan. Si Dan. Dalawang beses.
Oh, sabi mo ako
eh. One Hilton.
Okay. I will listen to our moderator.
Okay. Moderator.
I will listen to our moderator.
Thanks, Eddie.
Our standing is 1-1-0.
Okay, zero.
1-1-1.
First to three.
Ayin.
Okay. Tara.
Joke lang. Wala. Ako na ba?
Mahirap to.
Oo.
Dalawang beses na
Guys, for the win. And I feel like pag nanalo si Ayin dito, she'll like our...
the prize.
So the prize.
Sobra.
Sobra. I feel like... Nung bata tayo, gusto natin yun. Alright.
Ito na, ito na.
Acceptance kaya yun. Shut
up. Ayin ako po.
You could say, he'd say, no, pwede, pwede yun. Okay, okay. So far. Wala pa. Dami natin yung pair dyan eh, no?
Ayun, let's do it.
Dumbman!
I see Ayin!
Wow, okay, we have our grand winner! The first ever winner ng dalawang beses na yan. We'll chalk it up. We'll have a... Ayin, congratulations! Hall of Fame! Sa Brain Dead Production. Brain Dead Podcast. Brain Dead. Congratulations, Ayin.
Thank you. Salam.
Okay. And for our prize.
Prize.
Ayun na tayo.
Asun yung prize? Ayun, alam ko nung nursery ka.
Oh! Wala akong ganyan nung nursery.
Kaya nga, gusto mo yun eh. Guys, ang prize nga pala, pag nanalo ka dito, meron kang very good with stars. Okay?
Kailangan kong validation. Importante yan.
Yeah. Uuwi kang panalo. Pakita mo sa mga mama, very good.
Oh,
where do you want it?
Are you proud of
here?
Me yet?
Okay, guys.
Yan.
Very good.
Very cool. Nakalaki very cool.
Very good. Very good dapat.
Very good.
Very good.
Hindi ko alam kung makikita niyo pero I think... Basta it's a stamp. It's a stamp nakuha ko na nursery. Very good. Congratulations, okay. Ayin.
Yahoo!
Very first winner.
And think... Oh. Ayin, winner.
Okay.
I win. Win.
Back to the ball game.
Ay, sorry. Hindi mo naman ako ball. Ayoko.
Guys. Balikan natin si Ayin. Intensive game na yun.
Thank you.
Dalawang beses na yan!
Thank you.
Next week, meron yan. Okay, guys. Punta tayo sa Morena Clothing.
Yes.
Tell us what's all about. I mean, Belize, what's okay. The inspiration behind it?
So, it's called Morena the Label.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's my clothing line. It's really statement piece na sassy statements, quotes na about Morenas, about, you know, being proud of our skin color, ganyan.
Mm-hmm.
So, the inspiration, well, first behind the business idea, I've been doing this for a long time, I would say. So my very first business venture when I was younger, I sold band t-shirts. So like nung high school ako, I was in second year high school, I was 14 years old, yung friends ko may band, tapos I created support shirts for them.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad was like, you need capital, ganun. Tapos binigyan ako ng dad ko ng capital for t-shirts, like 100 t-shirts. Tapos inubos ko. Ayun, tapos nabenta ko. Tapos that was it. That was my very first prank t-shirt business. Tapos yun, ginagawa ko siya halimbawa. Sa mom ko, meron siyang need sa work. Or mm-hmm. I mean, sa work mm-hmm. sa badminton, whatever niya. Ako nagda-design ng shirt nila. Tapos papaprint ko. So like, I've been doing like
I've been dealing with shirt suppliers and stuff for a long time na. Tapos, I've always wanted my own parang merch for my channel. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, parang hindi ako, parang ayoko ng Ayin Burnos related. Kasi mm-hmm. parang, bakit siya magsusuot ng Ayin Burnos? Yeah. Why would anyone want to, ano? Parang I just don't think I'm that big for people to want mm-hmm. to wear my name. That's yeah. just weird. And even if I were big, parang, wala lang. It's not very yeah. comfortable with the idea. You. Oh, you okay, know. So I wanted something that could be for, you know, everyone, especially people na yung audience ko sa channel ko. And mm-hmm. my whole branding is all about being morena. I always mm-hmm. talk about colorism and skin color discrimination mm-hmm. and then my experiences as a morena girl. Mm-hmm. So I want people to be able to parang have the label on their chest. Kasi, actually, yung, alam yung quote, do you watch Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Yeah.
May, this is the Peter Dinklage one.
Yes, okay. The Tyrion Lannister yeah. said, parang, listen here, bastard. Don't forget what you are, the rest of the world will not. Use it as armor and it can never be used against you. Mm-hmm. So parang embrace mo yung flaws na yeah. sinasabi ng society. Yeah. If you embrace it and own mm-hmm. it, then no one can hurt you with it. So parang yun yung whole idea ko na parang wear your label. Yeah. So that's why Morena the label. So I have Morena yeah. Girls Represent, and then I have yeah. this sassy tea na I like my tan tita. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. you know, the things you want to say, you've always wanted to say, defend yourself, but you never had the audacity to.
Yeah, yeah.
Wala, ayun mm-hmm. din siya lahat. Meron ako that melanin though, mga ganun. It's really just sassy stuff na
yeah.
I personally would wear. This other people would wear as well. So ayun, it's been so fun. Kasi nakikita ko yung responses eh. And people, yung support nila, hindi lang just by, yeah. you know, buying the merchandise. They also send me messages. Yeah. Mm-hmm. As in, some people don't even know na it's me. Some people na umabot sa kanila, they live in the States. Tapos biglang, ano, parang they message, thank you so much for the message that you're trying to put out. Ganyan. So parang, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's very fulfilling, mm-hmm. especially growing up na ako morena, tas I felt like wala akong masyadong role model, yeah. so I needed representation. Tas now that I'm a lot older and I've grown into this confident morena, mm-hmm. parang I feel like it's my responsibility to be that role model na I didn't have. So, you know, it's all about building up generations. Na parang eventually the stigma will stop. Kasi parang, yan, I always have this conversation with my mom. Kasi yung mga tita, mm-hmm. mga tita ko, mga amigas niya, mm-hmm. nagpapapute, gluta, ganyan. Tapos yeah. parang ako, yung generation ko naman, yung mga friends ko, laging napapatan. Kung, like, whatever, kung ano man yung kulay nila, whether they're mestiza or ano. Mm-hmm. Sobrang mas in-embrace ngayon, actually, na napapansin ko. And big part of it is how vocal, mm-hmm. you know, so other people are. And I want to be part of that. Mm-hmm. Parang, if I can be vocal about it, if I have a platform to talk about these things, then that's what I'm gonna do. So that's what I'm trying to achieve with yeah. both Morena, the label, yeah. the clothing line, and my YouTube channel. So, yun.
Especially dito sa Pilipinas, diba? Mm-hmm. Parang, I would say that maraming gusto mong puputi. I think it's...
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah, even on gusto.
There's nothing wrong with that. Mm-mm. Kung gusto mong magpuputi.
Yeah, personal yeah. preference.
Yeah, yeah. Pero, syempre, mm-hmm. morena.
Yeah.
You have to embrace what you are, right?
It's more like yeah. giving morena girls the option to...
Exactly, the option.
...want to embrace their skin color. Kasi when I was younger, I felt like the only option to be pretty to be light-skinned. Yeah,
light-skinned.
So, parang hindi option at all yung morena. Now, if I wanted to... Now, even if my option ako to be morena, pero gusto ko pa rin naging light-skinned, then that's fine. Personal yeah. preference. Like,
yeah.
like, I can't fault people for wanting to have lighter skin.
Yeah.
But, again, parang just to empower people to have this other choice, to actually yeah. embrace what they already have. And,
mm-hmm. All right. We are actually 1 hour in.
My God.
But we have a tradition here in Braindead na gusto namin meron kaming recurring questions sa lahat okay. ng mga guest namin. And gusto namin, ito yung question na yun. Ano yung paborito mong ulam?
Ulam.
Paborito kong ulam.
And why?
Pwede bang, ba't kailang ulam? Pwede bang kanin?
Pwede bang kanin? Kung nauulam ba ang kanin? Kung pwede mo ulamin ang kanin, tapos yung kanin mo, yung ulam.
Ano bang favorite ng ulam? Ang hirap naman, kasi lagi akong gutom, ang dami ko kinakain.
Right off the, as in,
sisig. Bam. Sisig. Kasi I wanna get sisig right now.
Diba?
Yung crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
Sisig hore. Yung
chicharon. Oh, sisig hore.
Sisig hore.
The best. The best.
Alright.
So, ang sisig hore.
Sisig hore, na sponsoran yan.
Sponsor
me, please!
Okay, guys, it's been a pleasure having you here, Ayin.
Thank you for
that. Mm-hmm. And that camera right there, tell us kung ano pang ginagawa, what are your plans, kung ano yung pwede mong i-plug.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Go.
Hello, guys. It's your girl, Ayin. Thanks so much for having me, first of all. Second of all, I post on YouTube every now and then whenever I have time to do so, but I try to do it regularly. It's youtube.com/C/AyinBurnos. And please check out my clothing line. It's you can check it out at shirt.ly/Morena, the label. We'll be rolling out more products soon, more designs. So it's going to be really fun. Yes. Thank you.
All right,
Stay confident.
Guys, thanks for hanging out. Sadly, yun na lang yung makikira namin. You're busy. Mm-hmm. She's busy all the time. Okay, guys, thank you for watching. Thanks, Ayin, for joining
thank
us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for watching Brain Dead.
Peace out.
Woo!